Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Heath, and today we have an amazing artist, and her name is Cole Bernstein. She's been on shows like Stalker, General Hospital, Law & Order, Secrets & Lies, and much more. She's a seasoned television actress. Let's give her a call and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Cole.
Hi.
It's Johnny Keith from Actors Podcast. How are you? I'm so excited to talk to you today.
I know. I've been waiting for your call. It's so nice to hear from you.
I'm sure this is not intentional, but you're quite the little scene stealer.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so nice of you to say.
Wow. So, hey, what show did you get your SAG card on?
I actually got my SAG card on my first TV credit on Modern Family. So I had done a few little commercials before and had been tapped heart lead. And then I got that call from my manager and he was like, Cole, you need to pay your SAG dues. You're going SAG.
That's right. It's like $3,200.
Exactly.
Was it that much when you joined as well?
I believe it was a little bit less,
yeah.
But it was still quite a bit of money. But, you know, SAG has been so wonderful to me, and it's such an incredible union, giving me everything I need and supporting me and protecting me. So I'm happy to pay.
Right. So, hey, when you were Modern Family, like, were you intimidated being among all those stars?
A little bit. Actually, I'd already met Ariel Winters on a film that I had done called Excision. It's a horror film. It's
right.
Really dark and gory. So it was really fun being able to...
You played Kimberly, right?
Exactly. When I worked on that, my parents were so horrified because I give the camera a bird, you know, middle finger.
Right.
And they were like, Cole, are you sure you want to do this? I was like, yes, Mom. Yes, Dad. This is so exciting. Like the one acceptable time.
You're a silent actor.
Exactly. But back to Modern Family, yeah, no, it was such a cool experience. I remember auditioning for it 2 days later, getting that call. I think I was sitting in a Staples parking lot. And then, yeah, being on set was just the first time, you know, I was on a TV set. It was full-blown and huge,
yes.
And the catering was delicious. And I remember sitting in the makeup trailer with, you know, all the big stars on the show and just talking to them. They were so down-to-earth, were really just interested in who I was. And it was a really special experience.
Hey, so for all the actors out there, kind of want to know this, like money wise, not how much you made or anything, but how does it work? So you get paid X amount of dollars for the show. Then when it reruns again, do you get that same amount or is it less?
No. So it is less. So there is a scale. So, you know, when it first airs, you're making more money. And as time progresses, you make less and less and less. But that's kind of one of the great things, again, about SAG is it protects me and allows me to be able to provide for myself when, you know, there's not always auditions or work. I can always rely on my check from previous work, which is really great.
I auditioned for something and the casting director said, you're pinned. I'm like, what the hell does pinned? What the hell does pinned mean?
Uh-huh.
So tell the audience what that means.
Okay, so when you're pinned, it means, you know, you've gone through the audition process and you are one of the top 2, 3, 4 people that they are highly considering. They want to know your availability, so you let them know that you're free for the shoot dates and they let you know that you're pinned, which is kind of like
right.
temporary hold to update you so you can clear your schedule, get things set up and ready
to. I had to go online. I just Googled it. What does pinned mean in acting? I didn't want to call the casting person back and go, what does pen mean? Hey, so on The Bridge where you played Gina Meadows, you were 2 episodes. Did you mm-hmm. film all that at one time or did you come back and film that on 2 separate occasions?
So we shot episodes back to back and my episodes fell in line with each other. So for that one, I had worked with the casting director on a short that I previously done called Winner. And she called me into audition. And I remember reading the sides and having a completely different idea of what the character was, what they had wanted it to be. So when I do a lot of research on the shows that I audition for and do a very extensive character breakdown. So for that role of Gina, when I had originally read it, I saw her as this young, naive girl from an upper class where she presents herself very nicely. She's dressed very nice. When I got to the audition, I looked at all the other girls and they were all just wearing like ripped jeans, t-shirts, like their hair was all messy. And I was just like, oh no, I completely got this character wrong. Like, how was I so wrong? I go into the audition room and I do my read and thank the director who's in there, the casting director, and I leave and I'm just like, oh gosh, I didn't get it. Like 2 minutes later, the casting director runs out to the parking lot and is like, Cole, we'll come back. Like, we want to do one more take with you. So, you know, I get really nervous. And I'm like, oh no, what is this? So I go back in and they're like, Cole, can we like mess up your hair? And they gave me a jacket and I, you know, did my hair up so it didn't look very nice. And we read again. And then the next day they called me and were like, Cole, you booked it.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. And by the way, actors, if you're out there listening, did you hear exactly what she says? So she started her career with a bunch of shorts. And this was a casting director that cast her in a short. And now, years later, ba-bam, she got called in again. Think about that.
Oh, exactly. And you know, that same person who cast me on The Bridge also cast me on things like Secrets and Lies.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's all about who you know and just building those relationships and keeping up with them. Again, yeah, when I first moved out to LA, I'm from Ohio originally. I moved out here when I was 13.
Right.
I started in student film to get a grip on how sets worked, to start meeting people, to really learn the craft, just to get a hands-on experience. I think classes and education are so important, but there's nothing like being on set.
Right.
You know, you learn to adapt.
Now, I know what you're saying. I just recently did an AFI thesis. And
oh, I love AFI.
When we're on the set and you're doing your thing, no matter what your part is, I felt alive. I felt amazing. I came home and told my wife, I go, oh my God, it's been such a long time, but man, I feel pumped. I just absolutely love it.
Oh, exactly. And you know, with AFI, I actually have an audition that I'm working on right now for them. They're a school that I will do one of their thesis films, one of their shorts, mm-hmm. any day, just because I love the people that go to school there. The directors, the producers, the writers, everyone is just so extremely talented and they've gone on to do incredible things. So no matter what, if I see an AFI audition, I will take it.
True.
It's just the quality of their films is impeccable.
So recently you were cast on SWAT. Now, Shamar, mm-hmm. when you did Criminal Minds, he was on the show back then too, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So did you interact with him at all? Did he call you baby girl?
Yes. Oh my goodness. He definitely did. We would laugh about that. And I'm like, oh, please say it. Please say it. And on the last day of shooting, he, you know, said it to me. It was so great. But working with him, he is so sweet. I could just talk to him for hours.
Mm-hmm.
I remember while we were shooting, he was presenting at the Grammys over the weekend. And it's insane to think that Friday we wrapped super late at night. He was off to LAX to catch a flight, standing on the stage the next day, and then was back to LA for more press and then back to set. His life is just so hectic that he keeps it all together. And I'm just in awe of him.
Secrets and Lies. So Juliette Lewis is your mom?
Yes.
I was just watching the clip. I was like, that's Juliette Lewis. I'll go, that's her mom? And then I looked it up.
Oh,
I'm like,
man.
You did several episodes.
Yeah. So playing her daughter. Oh gosh. I remember, I think I started like screaming a little bit when I found out
mm-hmm.
I was going to be playing Juliette Lewis' mm-hmm. daughter.
Mm-hmm. Peed yourself a little.
Oh, exactly, because I am such a huge fan of Natural Born Killers.
That's it. I was just going to say that. I mean, when she played the fight scene, she did finger jabs. I mean, I watched Born Identity. Matt Damon trained for 6 months, and they edited everything. I'm like, oh, my God, go back and watch Natural Born Killers with Juliette Lewis.
I know.
That's fighting.
It is a wild movie, and it's just so thought-provoking. And then on top of that, her music career is incredible. I love watching her perform. I really enjoy rock and roll. So
mm-hmm.
her back bends and, you know, sliding on her knees, I appreciate that so much. You don't find that very often anymore.
So hope I don't slaughter this person's name, but Mariska...
Mariska Hargitay.
Yeah, Law and Order. That's my wife's absolutely favorite show.
Yes.
I told her that you were on it. She's like, oh my God, show me her scene. I got to see this. And so how was that? Because that was a very dramatic scene. But how was that being on that set with those quality actors?
It was very, very intense. The whole show revolves around, you know, sexual misconduct and mm-hmm. you know, violence, and it's very dark matter, and the morale on set was just amazing. Everybody really created this culture that felt very safe. After some of like the hard scenes, people would come right over to you, ask you if you needed anything, and I just love to see that, you know, happy set families producing really incredible
mm-hmm.
work.
Just one actor to another, you are amazing actress.
Thank
You're amazing.
You. Thank you.
Yeah. And I look back at your training and you train.
Yes, I think training is always important. I actually attend weekly classes still. You know, people ask me all the time, like, oh, you know, why do you take classes? You have a nice body of work. And I just think it's so important to constantly be working and growing your capabilities, working on accents. I'm really not that great at accents, so I'm really working on that right now, you know, and your emotional ranges and physicality, just always pushing yourself to be the best that you can be, so that when you do get those very strange auditions that most people would have never played in their life, that you're prepared and you're ready and you're going to really kill the audition.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Have you ever been compared to Cindy Crawford?
No, I've never gotten that one before.
Yeah, well, you have that signature mole,
exactly,
you know, on you, and that's perfect. You know, some people would go, I'm going to cut that off, and hey, that's you. Don't do anything. That's perfect for you.
I think one of the most important things is being authentic and really being happy with yourself. I've never thought about it because I just like myself the way I am. I think it's really unique.
So, you know, all those like Law and Order, Stalker, SWAT, you know, all those are like, you know, the TV episodic. How is that different from doing General Hospital?
Okay, so General Hospital is, well, the whole soap opera, the way production works is completely different. Whereas on a normal TV set, we usually work about 8 days. For General Hospital, you're shooting one episode, 1 to 2 episodes even a day, like 60,
wow,
70 pages. So for
oh my
that,
gosh,
it's all in one sound studio, and you're called over a loudspeaker. So instead of having a PA walk you from a trailer to makeup, trailer to crafty, trailer to set, you're called over the PA system. So our dressing rooms, makeup and crafty was all on this first floor, and then they'd call you upstairs. You'd get into this huge space, and there's lots of different sets, sides, and you do one rehearsal, 2 takes at most, and then you're done, moving on to the next scene.
So a lot of people put down special skills that they can't actually do, and I notice you have horseback riding on that. So how do you know how to horseback ride?
So my mom grew up horseback riding, so of course she had me in horseback riding lessons at a very young age, and I was, you know, learning lots of cool tricks and jumps, and then I found other sports. But I've always horseback ridden, maybe like once or twice a year. I used to go to a summer camp as well where I take horseback riding, and I actually worked at that summer camp as well. Would try to ride whenever I could. And actually, 2-3 weeks ago, I was in Mexico and was given the opportunity to ride horses to this really neat hidden waterfall. Anytime I get to ride,
cool,
definitely doing it.
Yeah, you're pretty athletic. Swimming, ballet,
yes,
tap, tennis, softball, golf, soccer, jazz, hip-hop, running.
I was in every sport under the sun when I was younger. I'd go to school and then it would be soccer practice. Yeah, tennis, cheerleading, dance. I mean, I would spend every Sunday all day at dance. Very active.
And so doing all that, what gravitated you towards stunts and guns and that type of training?
That kind of came again from a little bit from growing up in the Midwest. Like at my summer camp, we would have rifles that we would shoot. And then moving out to LA, you're kind of put into that line of work a little bit when you're in acting. There's lots of scenes with guns and violence, and I think it's important to, again, grow yourself as an actor and try to take classes. I know I took some stunt training classes so that I was able to make scenes look more authentic, and although I won't always do the stunts because, like my stunt woman on Stalker, she was pushed down a staircase. I don't know if I have the guts for that one. Like, props to her, and I have so much admiration for stunt people because their job is hard and they make it look quite easy.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I've seen a lot of people on set get hurt unnecessarily.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why it's great that you have that training there. Hey, so wrapping up here, I have 4 more interviews. So somebody coming to Hollywood like today, 2020, what's your guy, girl, whatever, what's your best advice for them?
So my best advice is to put yourself out there as much as possible. Networking is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Try to find events, get yourself up on all of the casting websites, LA Casting, Actors Access, submit, get pictures. Don't pay too much for pictures, but make sure they're clear. People can see you and it represents who you are and what kind of roles you want to play. Do short films. Student films are great experience and exposure. And again, just meeting people and going to events, networking, and keep going. Get yourself in classes.
Somebody wanted to find out more about Cole Bernstein. Where would they go online to find more about you?
You know, you can go onto my IMDb profile, www.imdb.me/Cole Bernstein. I'm on Twitter. It's Cole_Bernstein. On Instagram, Cole Bernstein. And I think I have a page on Facebook. You can friend me. All of that good stuff.
Cole, thank you so much for being a guest on my show. I'm definitely really honored as an actor. I definitely admire you. And God, man, and I think anyone else listening is going to listen to you going, if she can do it, I can do it too. And I bet you gave them some really good little nuggets that they're going to use to further their career. So thank you so much for being on my show.
Oh, of course. I'm really glad. Thank you so much for having me. It's been so wonderful conversing with you.
All right, Cole. You have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Give it up for Cole Bernstein. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Cole, for being on my show. And Cole is someone who's out there who's working at a higher level than most. You want to graduate to that co-star, guest star, but I actually see Cole Bernstein being a principal on a television series. So let's all root for her because she's got what it takes. She's put her time in. You know what? It's her turn. She's done the work, and it's time for her to be rewarded and to be on a series for 3 to 5 years. Those are my wishes for Cole. All right, so moving on, next week, there is a comedian. He's over 70 years old. He's never had a real job. His name is Perry Kurtz. And right after Funny Man Perry, we have two up-and-coming people who are on their way to being superstars. They've already put the groundwork in. They have already have a lot of credits. They're right there in the middle, and they're just about to break through. So we're going to talk to someone named Christopher Gaunt and someone from Over the Pond. And her name is Charlotte Craven. These are two people to watch out for, so we're going to include them on season 3. Okay, you're an actor. You just got to LA. What do I do? Well, go to centralcasting.com/LA. Get registered. You need to be registered with Central Casting if you want to join a call-in service or work extra work in television and films. Maybe you can't afford a call-in service. You don't want to do Actors Access or LA Casting. So for free, go to Extras Alerts. That's extrasalerts.com. Fill out your information. And when Central puts out a casting on their website, they will automatically send you a notification, and bam, you can submit right away and you'll have a better chance of getting acting work. That's exactly what I did. I got an alert. They were looking for a stand-in on a show called Deputy. One of the lead actors is Michael Harney, and they were looking for a stand-in for him. I submitted, and within 10 minutes, I got a call back. I got booked for the job, showed up on the set of Deputy, met Stephen Dorff. It was a lot of fun. Always pumped when I'm on the set. All right, wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether it be iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever, please leave a comment, a review, download in bed, like it or share it. We would appreciate it very much. Thank you in advance for that. Thank you. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors Podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode, like we end every episode, with something called The Lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Because everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, or class. You don't like that fact? Well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap. You got a problem with that? Loosen up and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E. We got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched. I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't want to stop because I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice. I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what I'm here to inform ya, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK is gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty, cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello? I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final lesson here, of course it's number 3. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it, I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom! That's the the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out. Thank you for tuning in to Actors Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.